Parshas Pikudei. Now that the Mishkan has been completed, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving the Yidden an account that they should know what their gold and silver and copper and other materials were used for. Even though everyone knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was such an honest person and would use all of the materials only for the Mishkan, yet Moshe Rabbeinu told all the Yidden what every part of the gold and silver and other materials were used for, in order that they should know the exact account. And Moshe had this checked over again by the son of Aharon, Isamar. Moshe began telling them that there was 29 kikar of gold and 730 shekels of gold. And Moshe told them what it was used for. And then Moshe started to tell them about the silver, that there was 100 kikar of silver and another 1775 shekels of silver. But Kinelach, when Moshe wanted to tell them where the 1775 shekels of silver was used for, he forgot. He forgot what it was used for. Just then, a voice came down from the Shemayim, from heaven, and said that this silver was used for the hooks on the beams that were around the courtyard of the Mishkan. It was by these hooks that they hung up the beautiful curtains. And then Moshe went on to tell them what the copper was used for, 70 kikar and 2,400 shekels of copper, and Moshe told them exactly what was made of each thing. And then of the materials, Moshe told them also what each kind of material was used for. And you know, Kinderlach, this teaches us a wonderful lesson. A lesson about honesty, being honest. And that is, that it's not always enough if you yourself know that you're honest. You should do things in a way that other people would also notice that you're honest. That means that when other people see what you're doing, they should not start suspecting and thinking, oh, maybe he's doing something that's not honest. Maybe he's doing something that's wrong. As it says in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Sheni, that a person should choose the way in serving Hashem that is tiferes la'aseha v'sifferes la'imin ha'adam, that not only the one who does it thinks it's right, but he does it in a way that people around him also appreciate and realize that he's doing the right thing. Moshe could have just thought to himself, Hashem knows the truth. Hashem knows that I didn't take any of the gold and silver or anything else for myself, so why do I have to tell the people? Yet, Moshe Rabbeinu gave an account to all the Yidden that they should know what happened to all the gold and silver and other materials. And not only did he give an account to the Yidden, he had it checked over by another person, by Isamar, the son of Aharon, all in order to show that everything that he has done was correct and honest. And then, Kinderlach, the Parsha continues on to tell us how Moshe did everything as Hashem said. If we count how many times the Parsha tells us what Moshe did to build up the Mishkan, we can see that it has 18 times throughout the whole Parsha Pekudei that Moshe did exactly as Hashem said. The number 18 is very special. It reminds us of something that we do every day that has the number 18. Yes, the Shemayna Esrei. Those are the 18 brachais that we say every day in Shachris, Mincha, and Arvis. In fact, Our Chachamim tell us that the 18 brachais, blessings of Shemayna Esrei, are connected to the 18 times it says in Parshas Pekudei that Moshe did exactly as Hashem said. What is the connection between them? Well, our Chachamim teach us that in the time of Galus, before the Beis HaMikdash will be built up speedily in our days, while we're still in Galus and we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, we can do something which is just like the work of Moshe. We can do something which is just like the building up of the Mishkan. And what is it? Davening. Yes. The most important part of the Mishkan was the bringing of the Karbanos on the Mizbeach. And by davening every day, when we pray to Hashem, especially the part of Shemayna Esrei, that is in the place of the Karbanos. Yes, Kindalach. In these days, before the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, the way we can bring a carbon to Hashem is through davening. That's why it is so important for us to daven every word clearly. Yes, not to skip words, not to skip letters or nekudais, but to say every single word carefully. Just like in the building of the Mishkan, it was important to have every single part done and made properly and exact, the way Hashem wanted it to be. The same thing is our tefillos, our davening, has to be done also very carefully. We should have a clear voice when we daven, not just whispering. And of course, not to say the words so fast that the words get swallowed or chopped or broken. Yes, Kindalach, sometimes the words that come out of our mouth can be broken, chopped, or missing. That is, if we don't say the words clearly. And our Chachamim teach us that from every word of our davening, angels are created. That's right, malachim are created, and they fly up to the Shemayim. And from all the words together, they form a beautiful crown for Hashem. But this crown has to be complete. It has to be beautiful and perfect. Just like the Mishkan has to be perfect, this crown for Hashem from our tefillos has to be complete. That's why we have to be so careful that every word of our davening is pronounced clearly, slowly, making sure that every letter is complete. Then the malachim are healthy and strong malachim. They are strong and complete, ready to fly up to the Shemayim, to heaven, to form a beautiful crown for Hashem. And then Hashem answers us, our tefillos, by showering us with all the brachas that we need, both for our body and for our soul, for our neshama. Yes, Kindalach, our tefillos, our prayers, is just like the carbon that was on the Mizbeach, in the Mishkan, and in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why it's called carbon. Carbon is from the word kirov, to be brought close. The carbon is to be brought closer to Hashem. And that's what we do when we daven. Davening is like a ladder that we climb up and get closer and higher and higher, closer to Hashem. And Kindalach, our Chachamim also teach us that there is another thing that we can do, which will be counted just as if we are building up a Mishkan or a Beis HaMikdash. What is it? Learning in the Torah about the building of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. This we know from the story with Yechezkel HaNavi. Yechezkel HaNavi was a great, great tzaddik. He lived in the times of the Churban Bayis Rishon. and the time when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. He was sent into Galus, away from Yerushalayim. Hashem then told Yechezkel, tell the Yidden all about the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the measurements, the doors, the entrances and the gates, and everything about the Beis HaMikdash. Yechezkel answered, how can I tell the Yidden who are suffering so much in Golus about the Beis HaMikdash? Now is not the time that the Beis HaMikdash is built. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. What is it going to help if I tell them about the measurements and all the things about the Beis HaMikdash? Hashem said to Yechezkel, should my Beis HaMikdash be ignored because my children are in Galus? Tell the Yidden all about the Beis HaMikdash and let them learn about it, because while they're studying of it, that will be counted in my eyes just as if they have actually built up the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, Kindalach, just by studying the laws and the rules of how the Beis HaMikdash looked, studying all about it in the Chumash as we study about the Mishkan, and later on in the Tanakh, how the Beis HaMikdash was built, and later on in the Sefer Yechezkel, and in the Mishnah, and in the Rambam, as we learn all about the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem considers it as if we have really built up the Beis HaMikdash. And by doing this, this will also hurry up the coming of Mashiach, and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash that we're going to see with our own eyes speedily in our days. Amen. Now, Kindalach, as we have learned before in Parshas Vayakhel, that it was on the day after Yom Kippur, Yud Aleph Tishrei, that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden about the building of the Mishkan and about all the materials that were needed. And all the Yidden quickly brought their stuff, and that in 2 days they had everything ready. And they started to build everything and put all the parts together. It took about 2.5 months until the 25th day of Kislev, and the Mishkan was finally complete. That's right, all the parts were complete. The Mishkan was not set up yet. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to set it up right away. But Hashem said to him, no, don't set it up yet. We're going to wait until the month of Nisan. The month of Nisan is a very special month. It's a month when the Shekhinah, Hashem's holiness, shines into the world. That's when the Mishkan is going to be set up. Because that's what the Mishkan also does, to shine and give out the holiness of Hashem into the whole world. Now, Kinelach, the 25th day of Kislev, really wanted to be the day of the putting up of the Mishkan, since that's when the Mishkan's parts were completed. But Kinelach, since Hashem told Moshe to put it off until the month of Nisan, Hashem paid off the 25th day of Kislev with a different Yom Tov. And I'm sure that you can guess what is the other Yom Tov for the 25th day of Kislev. That's right, Chanukah. Chanukah is on the 25th day of Kislev. Hashem paid off the 25th day of Kislev with a very special Lichtike, bright days of Chanukah. Now, Kindalach, what happened to the Mishkan during the time between the 25th day of Kislev until Nisan? Well, Hashem told Moshe to set up the Mishkan and take it apart, put it again together and take it apart all the time during these few months until Nisan. Yes, Kindalach, it was at the first day of the month of Nisan that the Mishkan was finally set up permanently to stay that way. It was then that Hashem told Moshe how to set it up and where everything should be placed. Hashem told him where the menorah should be and where the shulchan and the mizbeach and the kiyar and all the other parts that we learned about in the other parshios that we learned until now. Hashem told Moshe where everything belonged. Now, Kindalach, there were some Yidden who were laughing, and they said, "Do you really think that the Mishkan that Moshe is going to build up, Hashem is going to use for his Shekhinah, for his holiness, to rest in it? Impossible." But when it came on the first day of Nisan, and Hashem said to Moshe that he should set up the Mishkan, those people who laughed came and tried to put the Mishkan together, but the Mishkan would not stand. Then all the wise men, the great Chachamim, the smartest people came together and tried to build up the Mishkan, but it still would not hold. Finally, Moshe Rabbeinu just walked over, and with one hand, he just touched the beams, and they stood up by themselves. It was by a miracle of Hashem. They all stood up and stayed in the right place, in the right position as they're supposed to stand. Now, I want you to know, Kindalach, that before the first day of Nisan came, there were 8 days of preparation. 8 days that were called Miluyim, days to prepare for all the work and all the things of the Mishkan. It was during that time that Hashem taught Moshe in which place to set up each part of the Mishkan. Hashem also showed him how to do the Avaida, the very special work that's done in the Mishkan. Also how to burn the special ketores, the spices. Also how to prepare the candles for the menorah. And also to prepare the special oil, which is used to anoint all the kelim, the vessels, in the Mishkan, in order to make them holy. Hashem also taught him how to bring the karbanos, how to dress up Aaron and his sons in the very special clothes, and also how to place the very special oil on Aaron and his sons in order that they should become the Kayanim to serve in the Mishkan. On the 8th day of these days of preparation, the 8th day was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was on that day when something very special happened for the Yidden. You see, Kindalach, once the Yidden have sinned with the Egel HaZahav, the golden calf, they were worried that the Shechina would not rest with them anymore. The Shechina, the holiness of Hashem, would not come down to the world ever again. That's what they were worried about. But it was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Mishkan was finally built up, set up by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yidden were still worried. They saw that for the 7 days before Rosh Chodesh, Moshe took apart and built up the Mishkan, and the Shechina still did not come down. And now on the 8th day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they see it's still not coming down. All the work that we have done, is it for nothing? We thought that we were going to be forgiven for the sin of the Egel. The Shechina did not come down yet. Moshe Rabbeinu answered them, "During the 7 days when I did all the work, the Shechina did not come down yet. But now my brother Aaron, who is better than me, he is going to bring karbanos now, and he's going to do certain work in the Mishkan, and through him the Shechina is going to come down." And by seeing this, the Yidden would know that Hashem has chosen Aharon as the Kohen Gadol. And that's exactly what happened, Kindalach. As soon as Aharon did the Avodah, his special work in the Mishkan, the Karbanos, the Ketores and everything, suddenly they saw the shine, the great light of the Shekhinah that came into the Mishkan. And then a big fire came down from the Shemayim and ate up the Karbanos that were on the Mizbeach. You can just imagine, Kindalach, what a great simcha the Yidden had then. As we're going to learn in Yirta Hashem in Chumash Vayikra, Parsha Shmini, more about the happenings of that day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yet the most important part, the most important thing of Rosh Chodesh Nisan was that the Shekhinah came down and filled the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu would not enter the Mishkan when the Shekhinah would be in there, out of respect for the Shekhinah.